Verse 1 of chapter 12 of 2 Samuel. And the Lord sent Nathan unto David, and he came unto him and said unto him, there were two men in one city, the one rich and the other poor. The rich man had exceeding many flocks and herds, but the poor man had nothing save one little ewe lamb, which he had bought and nourished up. And it grew up together with him and with his children. It did eat of his own meat and drank of his own cup and lay in his bosom and was unto him as a daughter. And there came a traveler unto the rich man, and he spared to take of his own flock and of his own herd to dress for the wayfaring man that was coming unto him, but took the poor man's lamb and dressed it, for the man was come to him. And David's anger was greatly kindled against a man. And he said to Nathan, as the Lord liveth, the man that have done this thing shall surely die. And he shall restore the lamb fourfold, because he did this thing, and because he had no pity. And Nathan said to David, thou art the man. Thus saith the Lord God of Israel, I anointed thee king over Israel, and I delivered thee out of the hand of Saul. Don't stop right there. I desire your prayers this morning. I really do. I know. Better than anyone, that I need God's help. I really do. We know the story about the sin of David with Bathsheba. And this is the reason that we have this here. I want to look at this that was sent to David, and Nathan came to David, and Nathan uses a parable to give a scenario of David's sin. He tells us in this, in the scriptures that I read, he tells us that there was two men, talking about David and Uriah. He talks about that there was two kinds of men. One rich, then there's one poor. He talks about two kinds of herds. There's many flocks and herds versus one little lamb. And the one little lamb, it was special. It was fond, familiar. It grew up together with him and with his children, there in verse 3. But David was not only showing the sensuality and the cruelty of David's crime, but also the selfishness of his sin. Come on. But I'll tell you something. We're not going to sin and get by with it. And the Bible tells us and teaches us that you cannot cover your sin and prosper. Come on. Isn't it amazing how that God has got a way to uncover sin? God will uncover sin. Come on. Help me. Here it was, David's sin is uncovered by the man of God. God sent Nathan to David. He sent Nathan to David. And it was also by the word of God, the Bible says there in verse 1, and he said unto him. How many times even this week has the word of God spoke to us and dealt with us? Come on, I want you to help me. I want you to help me. I thought about here in this scripture that what stood out to me. The Bible talks about there was a traveler. There was a traveler. You know, I wish we never had this story in the Bible. I wish this was never in the Bible. I wish we never had to read about David in this state right here. I wish it was never here. But there was a traveler. There was a traveler. And I thought about in the actual version of this parable right here, really, there is no traveler. Chapter 11 and verse 4, it talks about, but David sent messengers and took her, and she came in unto him, and he lay with her. Is there a contradiction? Is there? In the parable, the rich man, he took the little Elam for the traveler. But in real life, David took Bathsheba, not for someone else, but for himself. Come on. I begin to think about, Brother Rick, who is the traveler? There came a traveler unto the rich man. I want to tell you something. This is a warning to you and I that there is a traveler that is a coming our way. There is a traveler that is a coming our way. There is a traveler that is headed our way. Come on, I want you to help me. I really do. I really do. I thought about this traveler in this story here. I thought about it. Who is this traveler? What is this traveler? Come on. I believe that this traveler right here, that it represents the flesh. Come on, can you say amen? Come on, if David had never wanted to please his flesh, come on, this story never would have been here. Come on, help me right here for a little while. And if the Lord would help me for a little while, I want to talk to us just on a simple little thought this morning on don't let the traveler tarry. Don't let the traveler tarry. Come on. Help me right here. I want to tell you, church, and I feel like preaching this right here. I really do. I really do. I feel like this is on my heart. And I've never preached this anywhere. And God's never dealt with me. God's been dealing with me down in this little single wide trailer about this right here. Come on. Help me right here. And I'm going to need your help right here this morning. There's a lot of things that the devil gets blamed on that it's none of the devil's doings. Come on, can you say amen? If we really had this flesh under subjection, come on, a lot of times we want to blame it on the devil. A lot of times we want to give the devil the credit for it, but it's none of the devil's doings. It's when this old flesh rises up. Come on, if we want to please the flesh more than we want to please God. Come on, can you say amen? For some reason or another, I feel like that there's been some right here in this meeting. I'm grateful and I'm thankful for the altar services, how God's been a working, everything that God has been doing around these altars. Come on, help me right here. And there's, I'm not here to condemn you, God forbid. I want to tell you what, when you are struggling and there is a battle that is a going on, the place you need to be is at that altar. But there comes a time in our experience with God that we have got to settle it. We have got to crucify that flesh. We have got to let the Spirit of God to sanctify us. We have got to listen to the Word of God. Come on, can you say amen? Help me right here. This is the reason that old flesh, that he wants to rise up so is because we hear very little anymore about sanctification. Come on. And there is such a controversy anymore about sanctification, whether that we are progressive or second definite work. Come on. I want to tell you something, church. It doesn't bother me whether you are progressive. That is not the answer. Come on. And it doesn't bother me whether you are second definite. Come on. That is not bother me. Come on. I want to tell you how I am, and don't fall out with me. And it might be my last time here. I believe that there is a definite work of sanctification, and I also believe that there is a progressing right on into it. Come on, can you say amen? Really and truly, I think that when a person gets saved, there is a starting work of sanctification. But then again, I believe that there is an experience with it where we're going to lay the flesh down. Come on, I must decrease that he might increase. Come on. And one writer said that I die daily. Come on. I want to tell you what. I feel like one of the problems among us as holiness people now is the flesh is arising, my friend. And we cannot afford to let the tarry, the traveler, to tarry. Come on, help me right here. Help me. This is the reason I'm not picking on our young people. I'm for our young people. But I want to tell you something, church. It's not only in our young people anymore. It is among us older ones that the traveler tarries. Come on, he hangs around too long. Come on, can you say amen? Let me talk to us. I'm wanting to. Now, let me take my time. I don't know what time it is either. Come on, help me right here for just a little while. I thought about, we don't hear much on this anymore, but it's still the Bible. It is still the truth. Come on, I feel the Lord right here that's wanting to help us, and I'm looking for something right here that I want to read. It talks about the works of the flesh are manifest, which are these. It is adultery, it's fornication, uncleanness, lasciviousness, idolatry, witchcraft, hatred, variance, emulations, wrath, strife, sedition, heresy, envy and murder, drunkenness, reviling, and such like, of the which I tell you before, as I have also told you in time past, that they which do such things shall not inherit the kingdom of God. Come on, that Brother Lynn didn't put that there. That is putting there by men of old as they was moved on by the Holy Ghost. Come on, can you say amen? Come on, I want to tell you something. Years ago, they used to tell us that when we got saved to get sanctified and to go on for the baptism of the Holy Ghost. Come on, can you say amen? I want to tell you what we are seeing a lot of this day and time. We are seeing a lot of things are shouting and are running the aisles. Come on, help me right here. That knows very, come on, you're saying, Brother Lynn, you're judging. No, I am not judging, my friend. It has got our young people to a place that they are confused. Come on, can you say amen? Help me right here, for Lord. Oh, sweet Lamb of God, if there has ever been a day that the flesh needs to be crucified and the old flesh needs to be sanctified, it is in the hour that we are living in right now. Come on, can you say, hey, I want to tell you something, my friend. If that traveler is not tarrying, you're not going to have no problem with the internet. Come on, can you say amen? And I'm not preaching against the internet. I'm not against it if you use it and you use it properly and you use it right, my friend. But I want to tell you something. If you let that tarry, the traveler to begin to tarry, you're going to go to surfing on things that you don't have no business of surfing on. You're going to go to doing things and are looking at things you don't have no business of looking at. So when he begins to tarry, come on. I got me one of them super duper phones. I guess it's a super duper. It's probably, well, what it is. But the thing about it, I don't know how to use it. The only reason I got it is because it was buy one, get one free. And I'm just real conservative. Come on. And they day they told me, they says, on that thing, you can text. A text message. Brother Joe, the first time I've ever done it. I said, Arlene, I'm going to send you a text. You're sitting right there beside me. took me a little, I am not trying to be funny. Brother Neil, it took me a little over 5 minutes to get it punched out on there. I'm telling you. I told her, I said, my Lord, Arlene, to do this, I'd be better off just to tell you. You're sitting right here so close to me. Come on. And I texted her. I felt like a big shot. I really did. Come on. I said, I have texted my wife the first text message I've ever sent. And I wrote on there, I says, I love you tremendously. I probably didn't spell that last word right. I just said, I love you tremendously. And she said, I'm going to save that. Come on. Help me right here. I'm going to tell you something. I believe I got a text message right here this morning. Come on, it didn't come on no telephone. Come on, I believe God has given me a text message. I mean, for us right here. Come on, church. Hey, we might as well as going on up to it, to be honest with ourselves. The reason we are seeing a lot of things happen among us, come on, we want to put the blame on the devil. But where a lot of people are wanting to do this day and time, the reason we're seeing so many breakups in the home and one companion leave and go one way and go another way is because one of them is wanting to please that flesh. Come on, can you say amen? It is because that flesh is a crying out. Oh, I wish y'all would help me right here this morning. We seem a little bit tight. Come on right here. I want to tell you what these two brothers got up here. I wish I could have followed right in behind them and had something to go right along with it. Come on, help me right here. But I want to tell you, I feel like that we are led into traveler to tarry way too long. Come on, can you say amen? Hey, listen to me, young boy. Listen to me, young girl. Listen to me, man. Listen to me, sir. What is on your mind right here this morning? Are you in a hurry for this service to hurry up and be over? Are you in a hurry for this town meeting to close so that we can go back to being our old way? Come on, help me right here. Listen, young boys and young girls, if you are living one way in church and another way at Walmart or somewhere else, there is something that is going on. I want to tell you what could happen. You could let the traveler tarry way too long, sweet lamb of God. If you dress one way in church and another way in school, there is something that is going on. The traveler is a tarrying way too long. Oh, sweet lamb of God, I'm a feeling the glory of the Lord here in this house. Woo! You said, Brother Lynn, it'll never happen to me. It'll never happen to me. Come on. Help me. Let me tell you what the traveler is going to do if you keep letting him tarry. He's going to be a traveler. And then he's going to be a guest. And then I'm going to tell you what he's going to do. He is going to master. He's going to master you. I thought about that word traveler. It means a man walking on a journey. In David, there was a wayfaring man that tarries only for a night. Come on, help me right here. I want to tell you something, my friend, the tarrier. The flesh cannot run the house. But if you invite him to stay, the flesh will soon run the house. Come on, can you say amen? Come on, when we begin to dwell on the thing, I was told as a young boy, you cannot stop a bird from flying over your head. Come on, but you can't stop him from building a nest in your hair. Come on, can you say amen? Oh, sweet lamb of God, help me right here. I want to tell you what I'm a feeling this morning. I'm a feeling a tug and a pull. Come on, of the love of God right here. That is a pulling at somebody's heart right here. Hey, you might have been entertaining some thoughts. Come on, help me. Hey, listen to me, young girls. Listen, young boy. There is nothing wrong to come into a camp meeting or looking for a boyfriend or a girlfriend or a companion. It's a good place to do it. Come on, help me right here. But if we get in the flesh about things, I've heard this man right here, even in Allentown, talking about if you're gonna be outside after the meeting, you stand out there in the light, and we're not gonna lie, no holding hand. Come on, anymore, my friend. We don't want to hear things like that. But I want to tell you something. There are some things that's come up among us. We've got single parents that's got legitimate children, my friend. Come on, help me, right? That is no longer what happened. I'll tell you what happened. The traveler, he tarried way too long. Oh, sweet love. But it'll never happen to me, brother. Hey, it could very well possibly happen to you. Let the traveler tarry. Don't let it tarry. I begin looking. I've got some things jotted down here. I'm just going to confess to you I do. And I'm looking at them. I'm looking at some things I feel like God's dealt with me about. Job said something like this. He said, the stranger did not lodge in the street. He said, but I opened my doors to the traveler. Come on. I begin looking at my concordance down there. And that word traveler here in the book of Job, here it means a caravan or a troop. The stranger did not lodge in the street, but I opened my door to the traveler. Come on, when you open your door to the traveler, I want to tell you something, my friend. He, the traveler in the flesh, will never travel alone. Come on, can you say amen? Come on, Brother Steve didn't know what God was dealing with my heart about. Come on, even for this morning. I didn't know what he was going to preach last night. But he said something, that he made a statement. He says, I'm going to go so far. Or maybe I'm going to drink my first one, and I'm going to stop right there, not knowing that that first one was going to lead you into a drunkard or into an alcoholic. Come on, help me right here for just a little while. I want to tell you something. The flesh never travels alone. There will be others that will come right along. There will be more things that will come right along. Come on, I feel like right here this morning that the Holy Ghost has got somebody's attention. I feel like right here this morning that he's pulling somebody's bail, my friend. Oh, Lamb of God, hey, help me right here. If there's ever been a time, if we're going to be the salt of the earth, if we're going to be the light of the world, we've got to have this flesh under subjection. We've got to have this flesh to be crucified. Come on, give me all glory to God. I'm a feeling this kind of glory of God right here this morning in this house. Come on. I want to tell you something. I cannot prevent the traveler from tarrying. Come on, from traveling. But I can stop him from tarrying. Come on, can you say amen? I will never forget the time. I've told this. It might have been in Savannah. It's coming to my mind now. I'll never forget the time. I went to the Veterans Hospital in Atlanta, Georgia. If anybody's ever been there, that's a big hospital. And I was there one time when they was doing a lot of construction out in the parking lot in a building. And I want to tell you, I remember I had to park way back in the back. And I got up there to see the guy that was dying with cancer that I was there to see. And I'll never forget the day that I was exiting that hospital. And I went there and I got on the elevator. And there was a young nurse that was fixing to get on. I stepped in, she stepped in, then I stepped in. And she said, what floor are you going down to? I told her where I was going. I was going to parking. I was going to get outside. And then about that time, there was a volunteer. The older lady stepped on that elevator with us. And I thank God for it. I'll never forget that day. I had on a striped shirt that my mother and daddy wanted to give, said, giving me at Christmas. And I had on that striped shirt. That young nurse looked over there at me. She said, oh, should I tell you right now? said, I really like striped shirts. I said, sweet Lamb of God. She said, would you take that striped shirt off and let me have it? I said, oh, God of heaven. I tell you what, come right back to me. I said, I'm going to tell you something, ma'am. If you like polka dotted shirts, and I had on a polka dotted shirt, I wouldn't take it off and give it to you. I want to tell you one thing. I guarantee you my face was as red as the red on that flag. Because I don't like no such junk as that. Y'all hear me? Come on. I want to tell you something. I could have entertained that. Come on. I tell you one thing. I got so nervous. I said, I don't even really know where I am or going. Come on. And about that time she got off, that older volunteer nurse that was on her, and she said, sir, I don't know you and you don't know me. But says, I want to tell you one thing. I love the way you handled that. I said, ma'am, I'm going to tell you something. I don't even know you. Come on, I'm not in here for no foolishness. I said, I am a preacher and I come here to visit a sick man that is a dying. I said, if you can just tell me how to get to that parking lot, I think I can find my vehicle. Come on, come on, come on. Y'all hear me? There's some of you out there, you get little text messages. And it makes you feel important. You say, somebody's taking interest in me. They are taking interest in you. But if you entertain that, and you entertain that thought, I want to tell you what you're going to do. You're going to let the traveler, the tarry, my friend. And the next thing you know, you're going to be a texting them back. Oh, sweet Lamb of God, come on, church. Help me right here for a little while. I want to tell you something. No wonder the postage stampers are going high. Come on, because we've got Texas on phone, and it's cutting out the melee. Come on, help me right here. I'm not against that all together. If you are using to use it correctly, come on, help me right. But if it's a flirting with the world, and if it's entertaining the lust and the passion of your soul, I am against it, my friend. Oh, sweetheart, I want to tell you what's happening. You are letting the traveler to tarry. Sweet Lamb of God, I don't know if that's to get my breath if I'm feeling good. Come on. But church, we might as well get down to the place. We might as well get down to the place. I'm all for running. I'm all for rejoicing. I'm all for shouting. Come on, I really am. But I want to tell you what, I'd rather see somebody in this altar and they would bury their face into this altar and to cry out unto God. Come on, and to be like David of old and say, create in me a clean heart, oh God. Restore the right spirit with, oh, sweet Lamb. Oh, glory. I pray. Why pray? I know this is the last morning that I'll be right here, but come on. I want to tell you something. I'm a feeling the Lord right here this morning. I feel like there's somebody right here that is under the sound of my voice. You are entertaining the thoughts of the traveler, my friend. You are allowing him to tarry. Oh, do you say, Brother Lee, I don't want to do. I want to tell you what to do. If you'll submit yourself to God and resist the devil, he will flee from you. Oh, God. He's not going to travel alone. As I begin to look at this, here, when Nathan come to David, when he come to him, it talked about that he spared to take of his own flock. Come on. In other words, what is that really saying about David? He's self-centered. He's wrapped up in his own interest. Come on, help me right here for a little while. Come on, church. I'm wanting to preach. I really am. I want to be real careful with my words. But I want to say it also so we'll understand it. You know the reason some people's not breaking it loose from the things, come on, that they are doing. And some of you know that they are doing. Come on, help me right here. And some of you know that's pulling them down spiritually. Come on, help me right here. They spare to take of his own flock. Self-centered, wrapped up in his own interest. In other words, he was really enjoying what he was doing. But the word he said that he took, becoming a thief. Many are robbing God to satisfy the appetite of the flesh. Come on, can you say amen? Oh, sweet Lamb of God, I would to God that somebody right here this morning could taste and see that the Lord is good. Oh, come on, help me right here for a little while. Oh, glory to God. I want to tell you, when I got saved, my friend, I want to tell you what I told the people. Why in the world did you tell me about this years ago? They said, Lynn, we've been trying to tell you about it. But I want to tell you what, until I could taste of it for myself, that's when it really meant something to me. That's what really got hold of Brother Perryman. I want to tell you, when he tasted for himself and he saw that the Lord was good. Oh, sweet Lamb, hey, I don't want to be self-centered to you. I don't want to rob God for my own interest. I don't want to do that. Come on, buddy, buddy. He went on and he dressed it. And the Bible said slaughtered. I want to tell you what, it will cause us to destroy those that are around us. Come on, can you say amen? Help me right here for a little while. I don't know what time it is either, Brother Rick, but I'm not really worried about it right now, because I feel like that there is somebody that is a wanting to get rid of the traveler. You are tired of them hanging around. You want a closer walk with God. You want a deeper death and an experience with God. Come on, church. When are we going to get back to old time sanctification and an old time cleaning up? And then come on, oh, glory to God. That's what we are needing to see in this hour. Slaughtered. He dressed it. I will tell you what, it will just cause us to destroy those around us. Brings hurt. When people begins to please the flesh, it brings hurt. It brings hurt to the home. It brings hurt to the church. Many a man, many a woman has allowed the flesh to destroy the home. Come on, bring hurt to the church. Come on, help me right here. But not only that, those little innocent children. Come on, help me, help me. Go, sweet Lamb of God. Come on, I want you to help me. I want you to help me. I begin to look at this. I begin to think about this. As I looked on into this parable right here, this little story that Nathan had for David. And look at the verdict that David said. And he said, he shall restore the lamb fourfold. Because he did this thing, and because he had no pity. And Nathan said unto David, thou art the man. Come on. In other words, you're going to restore fourfold. But look at David's life. He was told that the sword would never depart. Come on. Come on. The child died at birth. Look at Absalom. Amnon. Come on, look at him. Look at him. Oh, sweet Lamb of God. Come on, I want to tell you now. I feel like I need to talk to somebody right here for just a little bit. I want to tell you something. Listen to me, young people. You might be able to make the choice. Come on, you might be able to make the choice, but you don't get to choose the consequences of the choice. Come on. Do we want to please the flesh? Do we want to walk after the flesh? Oh, pray, pray. If you ever pray, pray right here. I thought about, I know we want to use this scripture right here, and there's a lot of people using this scripture right here to justify themselves, but they don't read on down and take it all in context. It says, there is therefore no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. It says, but the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus hath made me free from the law of sin and death. He said, for what the law could not do, in that it was weak through the flesh. He said, God sending his own son in the likeness of sinful flesh, and for sin, condemned sin in the flesh, that the righteousness of the law might be fulfilled in us who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. But then listen to verse 5. It says, for they that are after the flesh do mind the things of the flesh, but they that are after the Spirit, the things of the Spirit. For to be carnally minded is death, but to be spiritually minded is life and peace. Come on. But verse 5 really stood out to me. It said that they that are after the flesh. I want to ask us a question this morning. What are you after this morning? Come on, what are you after this morning? I begin to think about that word after. What does that word after really indicate? That word after, it really indicates direction. It really indicates motion. Come on, help me right here. At camp meeting, we're going one way. But when camp meeting is over, we want to go another way. Come on, can you say amen? It's a sign, and it indicates to me, my friend, that we need to crucify that flesh. We need to bury that old man. We need to make sure that he is graveyard dead. Come on, can you say amen? And there is nothing that is going to be contrary to the Spirit of God. Sweet Lamb of God, I feel a good Holy Ghost right here this morning in this house. Could I ask you this morning? For they that are after the flesh, it says, do mind the things of the flesh. As I looked at this verse, and I've never thought of it, and I've never looked at it this way, that word after, as I've said, it indicates direction. It indicates motion. But that word after, it determines what I mind. What's on your mind this morning? What is on your mind? Come on. Come on, help me right here. What's on your mind? And what I am after has to do with that which is ruling and controlling my life. Come on, there has to come a time that there has to be an authority in your life. Come on, I want you to help me. I want you to help me. And that what I am after is what is attracting me. Come on. What's on your mind? What's on your mind this morning? Is it to please the flesh? Or is it to walk after the Spirit? What's on your mind? What's on your mind? But Brother Lynn, I've got to keep up with the fads. I've got to keep up with the fashions. Come on, help me right here. Help me right here. Oh, sweet Lamb of God, we cannot afford to let the fads and the fashions to control us. Come on, help me right here. Oh, sweet Lamb of God, come on. I don't know. I don't know whether I should say this or not. I don't have enough hair on my head to put that. I know a lot of people, younger people, have joked at me and said, we're going to put some of what you call this stuff. The stuff to put on your hair and make it real stiff and other than the hairspray. What you call it, Brother Neil? Royal. That's what the black folks use. Oh, you way back in the 40s, Brother Neil. What is it? They call it this. Moose. I had somebody preaching a meeting one time. This young boy, he come in there, and I mean, I didn't know nothing about that stuff. I'm just dumb and ignorant on a lot of things. And I want to tell you what this young boy, he had taken a liking to me in that meeting, and we was there, and one night, he come in, and I'm going to tell you what, he had that stuff all over his hair. And I really didn't think a thing about it, really. I didn't think one thing about it. I said something to him, and I'd been on the inside of the church for a good while. He come in there, you know, looking like that, and, you know, and I mean, his hair was just like it had been, I reckon, for every night that week. And I looked at him, I said, my Lord, is it a raining outside? And really and truly, just me, just old dumb me, I really thought that it had been. And you know what? I reckon it condemned him. You know what he said? He said, Brother Lee, you won't have to worry about me. I won't put no more on my hair, no more. Come on. I said, my Lord, I didn't know you had nothing on your hair. Come on, y'all with me out there? But I want to tell you what, the latest little thing that comes out, we don't have to run after it. Y'all going to say amen? We have got to be a separated people. Come on, help me right here. Unspotted from this world. Come on. Oh, Lamb of God, help me right here. But what is happening, my friend? We are allowing the traveler to tarry too long. Come on. Y'all going to help me preach right here. What are we going after? I want to tell you what I am after. It is what attracts me. And what I mind, it declares what I am after. The truth is my ambition revealed. What attracts me is my priority. It determines my practice. But also, my practice declares my priorities. What is your priority? I begin to think this morning, as the Lord was still breathing this into my heart right here, I would to God we could be like Joseph of old. He had a time and a chance and an opportunity. He could have sinned, but he did not allow the traveler to tarry, my friend. He left his coat behind, but he maintained his integrity. He kept his character, and your character means more to you, my friend. Oh, sweet Lamb of God, your character's what you really are when you're in town. Your character's what you really are when you're at the Burger King. Your character's what you really are when you're walking down the street of where you live. Oh, God of heaven. I begin to think about Moses. I thought about Moses. Hebrews 11. It says, by faith, Moses, when he was born, was hid 3 months of his parents because they saw he was a proper child. And they were not afraid of the king's commandments. It says, by faith, Moses, when he was come to years, refused to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter, choosing rather to suffer affliction with the people of God than to enjoy the pleasures of sin for a season, esteeming the reproach of Christ greater riches than the treasure in Egypt. For he had respect unto the recompense of the reward. Come on, what was it? What was it about Moses? I want to tell you, no doubt Moses, he could have let the traveler to tarry. He could have had everything just right there at his fingertips. He could have just popped his fingers, snapped his fingers, and said, bring me this and bring me that. Come on. But instead of enjoying the pleasures of sin for a season, he made a choice. Come on, help me right here. You know what I've been a feeling right here in this camp meeting? I've been a feeling that God has been dealing with some of us that we've got to make that choice. We're going to have to choose, and there's going to have to be a choosing, and then there's going to be a refusing. Come on. It doesn't matter what they say about me. It doesn't matter if they laugh about me. Come on. Even in the hot weather back up there where we at. Sometimes getting up around 100 degrees. Come on. I've been outside of working and doing some things. I'd go to a place. I want to tell you something. I'm not always dressed in a suit. If you were to see me in my old dirty work clothes, you probably wouldn't even know me. Come on. I've been there and I might go somewhere and get me a little something to eat. And they'd ask me, I said, my Lord, sir, ain't you hot in them long sleeve shirts? I said, I'm probably just as cool as you are. Come on, can you say amen? Help me right here for a little while. I want to tell you something, my friend. I've made my choice. I've cast my lot. I feel like we're the cream of the crop. I don't see no turning back. I'm not looking for a place to go back. I'm going to refuse. Come on, can you help me right here for a little while? I want to tell you something. There comes a time we've got to sell it ourselves. Oh, Lamb of God, I'm a feeling the glory of the Lord right here. But if you want to, you can play around and you can be like Samson, and you can let the traveler to tarry, my friend, and dally around with the liar. But I want to tell you something. You say, oh, Brother Lynn, he made a comeback. Yes, he did, and he might have did, but he lost his eyes. But what could Samson have done if he'd have never let the traveler to tarry? Well, everybody stands, and no one looking around right here. Somebody wants to come to the piano? Come. But there was a scripture to come to me. I asked Brother Tony. I said, where's this scripture at? I know it's in the book of Psalms. I said, I can't find it right off. He couldn't find it. He said, ask Brother Steve up there. He's got a concordance. I said, Brother Steve, this scripture I'm looking for. Help me with it. And he began looking his Bible. He said, Brother Lynn, it's in the book of Psalms, 139, in verse 23. It says, search me, O God, and know my heart. Try me, and know my thoughts. Thoughts? What's on your mind this morning? You are going after what is on your mind. Know my thoughts. And see if there be any wicked way in me. And lead me not. And lead me into the way everlasting. While every head is bowed and no one looking around this morning. These other two brothers could have easily gave an altar call. But you know what? Even in preaching like I preached this morning, I feel the love of God that's reaching out for someone right here this morning. Young people, we know you're battling with things. We know you're struggling and fighting with things. We know you're living a time that we never lived in. We know that the peer pressure is great. But I'll tell you something, we've also come through some things. I've come through some things when I worked on a job. I'd gotten saved, living for God. I've had men up there that work with me in my group. They told me this, and my Lord, they talked to me about things. They said, you're missing out on so many things. I don't feel like I missed out on one thing. One thing. I don't know what it's like to be drunk. I don't know what it's like to live in a drunkard's home. I don't know what it's like to hear cussing and fussing. I never have been there. But I know what it's like to be poked at by other people. They would laugh at you, even back then when I was in my early 30s. They say, you look like and you dress like somebody 70 years old. I want to tell you really and truly, that would bother me. But I made my choice. I made my choice. I've had some of them officers, won't you come go with us? Working the night shift. Enjoy yourself for a night. I didn't let the traveler to tarry. I got it off of my mind. I begin to do as Paul said in Philippians. I begin to think upon things that are pure, true, honest, of good report. I begin to think about things that Jesus had done. How about this morning? I want to open this altar. I want you to be sincere with yourself. I want us to forget about our friends that's around us from right now. I want us to forget about what they're going to think, what they're going to say. It's you and God. It's you and God. How about it? How about it this morning? You feel like stepping out? You feel like coming? You said, Brother Lynn is singling me out. No, I'm not singling you out. I'm just being honest with you. I feel like if you'd make that move, there'd be some others that would step right out and come too. How about it? You feel your need to come. You're wanting to come. You're really wanting to come. You're really wanting to come. You're really giving it some thoughts. That's right, young girl. You're making the right move. You're making the right steps. Come this morning. The flesh. There's not a one of us right here on the sound of my voice, including me, at times hadn't had problems with this old flesh. That flesh will want to rise up. But we got to crucify that flesh. And if there are some things, the Bible does talk about, Brother Kirk. It does talk about sanctify yourselves. The Bible does talk about that. If you're having problem with some kind of worldly music, contemporary gospel, whatever that it might be, if you're even having a problem with the internet, I want to tell you something. Don't let the traveler tarry. Don't let it tarry. I appreciate these young people responding. I appreciate them coming around the altar. Now what about us older ones that's done walked in places? We've been enticed. What was it that was wrong with Samson? It was his lust, his passion. Come on. There's a lot of people that battles with lust and passion. They might call it love, but a lot of it is lust. Come on this morning. We cannot afford to let the traveler to tarry. Come on, seek the Lord this morning. Seek the Lord this morning. Crucify that flesh.